Good morning. With us on a Thursday is our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Hooray, hooray, it's Thursday.
Well, on Wednesday, it was all charter schools at the Capitol, and a rally of children and parents came to the Capitol for Governor Cuomo to add 100 more charter schools in the state. We've been talking about this. Obviously, the governor supports charter schools. He was not at the event, didn't speak. He was in Rochester at a minimum wage event.
Well, you know, every time this governor makes a decision like to be in Rochester and not to be addressing the charter schools people, it offers some insight into his thinking. We do know that he has been attacking the teachers' unions, and in my mind, it's been a non-productive way of operating as a conciliatory governor of New York who says he wants to bring people together. In fact, anything but. And there are many teachers who are just puzzled why he would be stepping on their shoulders, and I think appropriately so. I think they're right. It's a fight that perplexes me. I don't understand why he keeps doing it, but he does. So the idea is, do we want to put extraordinary resources in charter schools, or do we want to make sure that every child gets a chance? And that seems to be the basis of the fight. Look, I have nothing against charter schools, but I do think that we're missing the point if we say, okay, just a few kids will get the best of services. What we need to do is to make sure that everybody is treated well.
Speaking of being treated well or not so well, the U.S. calling on Ferguson to overhaul its justice system, Alan, a report examining the deadly shooting of an unarmed black teenager by a white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, said the city had engaged in multiple constitutional violations, and probably not the only community that has been involved in these things.
I just wanted to say that, David, and I'm glad you mentioned it, because I do think this country has had overt and not so overt racism for a long time, leading from the time that we kept slaves. Let me just say that this is something that was a long time coming. But if you think it's only Ferguson that stops people of color more than they stop white people, forget it. This is a national problem.
Finally, Alan, we haven't talked about this yet, but of course the Boston Marathon bombing trial underway, and the defense admitted that Johar Tsarnaev had carried out the attack, but said it was because he was under the sway of his militant brother, not, as the prosecutors insisted, because he was a jihadi.
Well, this brings into play a great many things. This, of course, is all about the death penalty. And what the defense lawyers, brilliant as they are trying to do is to create the idea that the death penalty is not appropriate because he was under the sway of his older brother. Nevertheless, what the prosecution is doing, which I think is warranted, is doing a parade of witnesses who had their legs blown off, who had their guts spilled out over the sidewalks, and who were at least three people died as a result of this. So the question that's going to be invoked is the death penalty appropriate in this case? You know, I remember talking with Mario Cuomo. He got mad at me about the death penalty and saying it's never appropriate. And I said, well, what about Eichmann? And of course, you know, when you bring it to its natural conclusion, there is a sense that, okay, these guys went out. What's the signal to everybody in this country that you can do this? Well, Cuomo used to say the best thing that could happen is put the guy in a cell and the only thing he'll hear is the toilet seat being raised and lowered. And he may well be right about that. But I can just say that this is all about the death penalty. That's why they're doing this.